Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back once again. It's November 1st, Tuesday, 2011. Can you believe it's November already? Good Lord, this year has gone by so fast. Next thing you know, it is Black Friday, it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, and then we're all broken, depressed, doing the whole year all over again. But that's all right, because it's great things in 2012, and my guest for today, without a doubt, is going to bring some greatness for 2012. You know, they say that your race to success is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And my guest today is exemplifying that. She's one of Hollywood's most promising young talents as her career continues to evolve with exciting new challenges. Listen, I've met this young lady at an improv studio on Monday nights off of La Brea and Sunset. We've done some work together. I see her around the way. She is doing her thing right here in Hollywood. And we come across from the same areas. You know, I'm from Tampa. She's from Miami. Doing her thing, representing Florida, but she's got some more places that she's want to represent. Please put your hands together, make some noise for Imani T. Williams. Imani, how are you doing? You on the line?
Yes, I am here on the line.
Welcome to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shovel. Thank you for being on the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, without a doubt. I want to just talk about your career. As I said in the intro of this show, is that our race to success is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And I see you cruising away. We've been out here in Hollywood for around the same time, and you're just cruising away. And every time I run into you, you've got new developments, new things that you've been, new challenges that you've overcome, and I'm just excited to talk about that. So is that okay? We just go over your career as...
Yeah, of course.
Let's do it. So first and foremost, you got to break this down for me because I don't quite, you know, understand the acronym. You're from the DMV. Break that down for me.
Yes. I'm from the DMV, which is...
Department of Motor Vehicles?
No, if you're not from the DMV, you really don't know what that is. The DMV means D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Okay.
It's basically the tri-county, like... It's not. It doesn't consider Baltimore. It doesn't consider Richmond, where Chris Brown is from, wherever he's from. The DMV is considered D.C., PG County, and also Fairfax County, which is Alexandria, Virginia, and PG County is located in Maryland. So it's basically like the Tri-County where Go-Go was raised and, you know, where Wale's from.
Okay. So it's important that you inform people what the DMV means. Do you get offended if people kind of mess that up?
Yes, I get offended if someone tells me, oh, they're from the DMV and they're from Richmond, Virginia. I'm like, you're not from the DMV, honey. So, yeah, that does offend me a little bit.
Okay. Y'all not an organized gang or anything like that.
No, we're not an organized gang. It's just, you know, that's where Go-Go was created. So we're just proud to be from the DMV. So,
okay.
Yeah, we need to spread the word. We need to bring the DMV to hip-hop, bring DMV to this industry. So
Nice.
There's a lot of talent there.
Okay. So do this favor for me. What are some area codes from the DMV?
The DMV, let's see, 703-202-301.
You just hit the right number. Why? Because there's actually somebody on the line from 202. I don't know who it is, but they want to talk to you. I'm sorry. I have never got a call. I have never interviewed somebody.
And it's one more
somebody.
Area code. It's 240. No, that's the last area code.
Oh, okay, 240. Listen, I'm sorry, Imani, but y'all are an organized gang because I've never interviewed somebody and they got callers calling in this early. Normally, it's like 15, 20 minutes into the show, but you got somebody calling in within like your first 2 minutes. Y'all some type of posse or something, so I would be careful of calling.
No, you know, we stick together.
I see that. So I got to be careful on everything I say for the rest of this interview because I don't want to get jumped. But what I'm going to do.
You'll be fine.
Okay, I'm glad. Thank you. Make sure you know I'm with you. but whoever you are, 202, you're about to come on the line, so say who you are and say something great about Imani. You are on the line, area code 202.
Hi, my name's Xavier. You know, I just want to say, you know, we're proud of you. Keep doing your thing. You know, putting the DMV on the map.
Thank you, Xavier.
Thank you, Xavier. Thanks for calling. I see. All right. So you're like the chosen person to put, you know, the DMV on the map. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, Wale was the first one, and hopefully I'm the next one. It's a lot of talent in the DMV. We need to, you know, let it out. So I'm proud of that. So
nice. Okay, well, represent for the DMV. Y'all got like any signs? How do you hold your hand up?
You know? No, we don't have any. You don't have any signs that I know of.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to come up with one, you know, so next time they see you in a music video, she from the DMV.
Okay.
So tell me, let me stop before I really get jumped. You go. Anyway, so tell me about your upbringing in the DMV. You're the only girl of four siblings?
Yes.
Of four?
I have three brothers.
Four
of us.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother, his name is Daryl. He's a beat producer. He's located in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then my older brother under him is Lauren. He's in the Air Force, located in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest brother, his name's Desmond, and he's also going to school to be a beat producer, and he's a rapper too. So if anybody needs any beats, any hot beats, my little brother Desmond, he makes hot beats, you know. We'll hook you up for a little price, but it's not free. But, yeah, I grew up with three brothers. When I was younger, I was a tomboy. I played a lot of sports. My brother.
You
actually,
a tomboy? No.
I'm kind of still am a tomboy. I just, you know, got a little pretty with it. People that knew me, they know I know how to play basketball. I grew up playing basketball. My brothers taught me. I played softball. I was a cheerleader. I know how to skateboard. So I love sports.
Well, I would have never known looking at all those sexy pictures of you on Facebook. Tomboy.
I like taking pictures. I'm sorry. I'm guilty. Yeah, but that's what everyone says. But the people that know me and who I grew up with, they know I love sports. So
but you don't play much sports right now because your modeling career is picking up. That's probably a big no-no for models.
I still play basketball here and there.
You
and
play
with
boys?
I can play anybody. I'll still beat you if you're a boy or a girl. It doesn't even matter. But, yeah, like I don't really play too many sports now. I do go on a lot of fitness and sports auditions for like commercials, print ads. But yeah, I had a full scholarship. I went to Trinity University to play basketball.
No.
And then I ended up transferring to Frostburg State, and I played basketball there for about a year. And then, you know, I ended up moving into Miami, and I started modeling.
Oh, okay, okay. Before we, I want to talk about your modeling career in a second, but without a doubt, I mean, for you to, you have a strong background in playing sports. You just, I just realized that you played some basketball at a university, and then you continue to audition for commercial, sports commercial projects. So what do you do to keep it right and keep it tight? Because, I mean, you look at your pictures and like, okay, that girl's got buns, hon. You know, your legs, everything.
What do I do? To be honest with you, I eat Chick-fil-A like every other day.
well, they just opened that Chick-fil-A here in Hollywood. Come on.
Yeah, I actually know the owner. I was invited to the red carpet event, the grand opening they had there.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally eat there every other day.
Okay, what
Chick-fil-A.
Are you doing to work out? What is it, Bowflex, Tybo?
I don't work out. I mean... It's just genetics. My mother, she's in shape. My aunt, you know, most of my family, all my family actually, after I think about it, they're skinny. They're in shape.
See,
so it's just genetics.
You see, you just lost about 50% of our callers right now because the females are hating. They're like, oh, Lord, genetics. I got to work out every day.
I know, I'm sorry, y'all, but I feel bad for people that have to spend, you know, gym memberships. yeah. But that's good. Like, it's good to, I'm not going to lie, I do go to Ryan Canyon. People that aren't in L.A. or California, Ryan Canyon is basically a big mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You can hike. A lot of people take their dogs, and you can go to the top and you can see the view of Hollywood, downtown L.A. It's really beautiful. But I go there. I hike once in a while, not often, but it's good to work out for your health, you know. I'm still young, so.
Oh, Lord, you got it. Naturally fit. Well, that's good. That's good. So let's go right into your modeling career. And the inauguration of your modeling career was in Miami, Florida, correct?
Yes. Ever since I was in high school, actually middle school, I've always told my friends, oh, I want to model, but I never actually did it. But, you know, once I went to school, I was like, you know what, I want to get out of here. I want to model. I want to start a career. So out of the blue, I just up and left and decided to go to Miami. No one, you know, thought I would do it, but I did it. So, before I went to Miami, I was in a modeling expo, and I was in front of, like, 20 different agents and managers, and I talked to a couple agents in Miami before I moved out there, and that's how I started modeling.
Nice. And you were able to be a part of a lot of print work and made a lot of good money, I'm assuming, doing that, right?
Yeah, when I first went out there, I actually didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to get my feet wet. I did a lot of local fashion shows. I met a lot of local models. And then I started doing music videos. And then I got into, you know, print ads. And then after that, I did feature work on Burn Notice. So once I did that, I was like, you know, I can't model forever. I'm not going to be beautiful forever, you know. So I was like, let me start acting. And I did feature work on Burn Notice, and I loved it.
I mean, you got the genetics, so why would you think like that?
I mean, just the average model, you know, after, what, 30, probably even younger than that now, 25, you know, most models' careers end around that age.
But they don't got your genetics. So anyway, what?
You are right.
So what happened? You moved to Los Angeles about a year ago, October 2010, right?
Yeah, when I was in Miami, I lived in Miami for about a year, and once I discovered I wanted to start acting, I got into this acting program called Pinnacles Actors Group, which is now called Actors Journey. And I was going there taking classes for about 6 months, and it's a program that brings you out to Los Angeles and gets you in front of a lot of different agents and managers, and basically it's like a showcase. So I did that, and I was one of the top actors in the program to get the most agents and managers interviewed. 22 came. I think I got 20 or 21 interviews. So it took me about, once I moved here last October, it took me about January until I signed, actually, with the agent and a manager. So it took me a while to interview with each agency.
An agent and a manager?
Yes.
Wow. Some people are out here for decades or a lifetime, don't even know what an agent or a manager looks like.
You're right. I meet a lot of actors or, you know, people that call themselves actors, of course. They've been out here for 5 years. Now, I don't mean to be mean or anything. I'm just keeping it real. Like, they've been out here for 5 years, and they're still doing extra work and, you know, making it seem like they're doing something, and they don't even have an agent or a manager. And it's like a lot of people move out here, and they think that you're going to be famous overnight and it's going to get handed to you. That's not the way it works.
Mm. Nice. So is this all genetics, or do you actually work on your craft? Do you actually go to acting class?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Is acting genetics? No.
What I'm trying to say is your success, is it all based on your genetics, or is it based on your hard work and your devotion to improving your craft?
You know what? I think my success is from the way I grew up. I wasn't raised with a mother and father. Like, I'm 23 right now. I wasn't raised with a mother and father my whole 23 years of my life, so I wasn't spoiled. I had to work for, you know, what I have now. So, you know, I think people that wasn't raised by their family, you know, they have to, you know, get stuff on their own. It's, when we get older, it's easy for us to grind harder, to work harder, to get what we really want. Instead of, like, you know, people that were raised with the family, they were always given, they were spoiled. They move out here and expect everything to be given to them, you know. So I think it's the way I grew up, and also I really want it, you know. It's persistence, hard work, dedication. I'm always doing something every single day, even if it's the smallest thing. So I think it's just how bad someone wants it.
All right, I like that. So let's I'm gonna go down your resume, and you go tell me about this experience. I've been out here for a year, and I think we've all had our share of dating shows to start off. It's like, that's like the icebreaker. If you can make it through a dating show, then you know, then maybe you can make it to the next level. So I had the privilege of, or, you know, I enjoyed it. So I had the privilege of being on Excused and Baggage, but you apparently was on Disaster Date.
Yes, I was on Disaster Date, but I was a prankster.
I
wasn't on the date. I actually set my friend up and put her on the date, and I was telling the other actors, you know, what to say, what to do. So I was a prankster.
Oh, okay. So you were calling
the shots. You know, Ashton Kutcher was in the back room telling the actors what to do. That's basically what I was doing.
Okay. So you were calling the shots. Okay, I thought you...
And if you missed that episode, it's season 4, episode 14 on MTV.com.
Nice. So that was your first time being, like, on a show like that?
Yes, that was the first time I've ever been on a show like that.
So did people notice you and call you, like, hey girl, I saw you on
TV? Yes, actually all my friends saw it before I saw it.
I think that's just how it goes, like, for real. Seriously, that's happened with all of my projects. But people in Tampa saw me way before I saw it. But go ahead.
Yeah, so they'll post it on Facebook, they'll text me, so I'm like, oh, you saw it, let me try to find it. So some of the stuff I've seen and some of the stuff I haven't seen, so
Nice.
It's funny, though. They're like, they call me, oh, my gosh, Imani, I see you on TV right now. And it's just funny.
So you seem to be, you know, you're a model, you're an actor. So normally, everyone that I've met that's a model and actor, one way or another, they're a dancer too. So I can't be wrong.
Oh,
I mean, you got the genetics to be a dancer, so are you?
Okay. I used to be a dancer. Like I said, I was a cheerleader, so we did a lot of competition. So we had a dance with hip hop. I was a jazz dancer. I was a tap dancer when I was younger, but I haven't danced in so long. I'm saying it like I'm old, but I haven't danced in so long. It's so funny because I can't dance anymore. And all I was like, I would go to a dance audition. For example, I went to a Reebok audition, and there were real dancers there. They were break dancing. They were flipping up in the air, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing." But I wasn't going. I'm the type of person. I'm not going to turn around and walk out of audition. I'm still going to audition. So, even though I made a fool of myself, I still danced, and they looked at me like, "Okay, thank you." So, I don't know. I need to start taking dance classes again. Don't get me wrong. I can go up in the club and get down. I'm just not a professional dancer. Step it up.
Hey, you need to tell me the next time you're in the club so I can see for myself front row action. Nice.
I don't go to the club that often, so don't get that in, you know, don't get that wrong. I go to a lot of events. I go to a lot of red carpets, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like to me that you got a comeback story in the future. You know, you're going to work, your career is going to be flowing and illustrious, and then you're just going to come back to that same casting director, dance for him, and say, and what? Boom.
Yes, I will. I want to take dance.
I like that. Are you taking any other classes right now?
Yes, I'm actually taking 3 classes. I'm taking Ivan Marcota.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
Are you there? I'm losing you a little bit. I'm losing you. Keep talking. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
I'm here. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm taking Ivan Marcota. He's basically the business of acting. I'm taking Amy Linden. She's a booking technique class, and I'm also taking Christina Chauncey. She's on camera technique class.
Goodness, when do you have time to audition with all these classes?
I audition during the day. I take classes at night.
Okay.
So, I'm very busy. You know, when I'm not taking classes, I'm either going to a red carpet event or a networking event. So.
Well, I heard that. I hope the fellas realize how busy you are, because I'm assuming you're probably single too. You don't got time for all that working on. Right?
I am single. Yes, I'm single, very single. But I'm gonna leave it at that.
Now, you just got a real big guest starring role on General Hospital, and I remember seeing you on, we were crossing each other at the Universal City train, and you told me about that, and I was really happy for you. That is big. Are you still glowing from that experience?
It was a very quick experience because this is soap, and we only filmed for about 3 to 4 hours. It wasn't that long.
Mm-hmm.
But it was different, you know, because normally when you're on set filming, you're on set for about 10 hours, or for a video, you're on set for like 12 hours. But it was a really good experience. I was a high fashion model. I got really good, you know, airtime. They threw some lines, so it was really good.
Nice, and you can see the progression just. Looking at your resume, you can see the progression from Disaster Date to General Hospital. That's a big comeback.
General Hospital, yeah. I also filmed Disney Shake It Up. It's a new Disney show starring Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that. And I also filmed a Nike a Nike commercial promoting the women's marathon.
Nice. That's beautiful, beautiful. So you've been out here for a year, and I've been out here for a year and a month, and we're learning as we go along, and,
yeah.
You know, we're not experts, but we definitely know, you know, a little something just for being out here. So what advice would you give to your listeners who are thinking about taking the same path as you, and they just want some pointers on how to be just as successful? What would you give them?
I give them, don't move to L.A. thinking you're going to be an actor and wanting to party all the time, wanting to, you know, be in the hottest spots. It's not about that, at least not right now when you're first starting out, you know. It's good to go to networking events, to meet other working actors, to meet directors, producers, you know, to get your name out there and get a buzz about you, go on red carpets. I just got a publicist. Her name is Jacqueline Coleman. So, you know, Google her, look her up, you know. So it's good to get a buzz about your name. And acting classes is a big must. Acting class, need to be in acting class. Yes. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on pictures. Get a friend to take your picture if you don't have the money right now. No, Los Angeles is very expensive, so just budget your money, know what to spend it on and what not to spend it on, and just be focused.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you came out here for.
Budget and focus. I like it. Look, we're coming down to the last few minutes of this show, and I always try to dedicate the last few moments so my guests can promote their websites and their links of social communication. But this, you're taking this here to another level. I am yet. I've interviewed a lot of people in my time. I have. But I have yet to meet somebody that got their own app on the Android market. What is up with that? You're taking it to another dimension. You're going to intimidate the rest of my guests from coming on the show. They're going to be like, look, I don't got an app. What's up with that?
I mean, like I said, it's about a buzz. You need to get a buzz about your name. You need to market yourself, you know. It's great to take acting classes. It's great to be on red carpets, but you need to market yourself, and that's one way I'm marketing myself. I have the app right now. It's only on the Android market. You can look it up, Imani T. Williams, I-M-A-N-I T. Williams. It will be on the iPhone very soon, but right now it's just on Android. So download that and support me in my acting career.
I like it. I can't wait to download it. Let me ask you, you got any pictures of you in bathing suits on the app?
I'm not going to tell you. I do have some exclusive pictures.
Exclusive.
I have a lot of friends and fans on Facebook, so I like taking pictures, so I do post a lot of pictures on Facebook, but I do have some exclusive pictures on my app, so also my bio, and also, you know, little different things you can learn about me.
I like it. I might have to take that idea from you, too. An app? I need to get my own app. Goodness, I like that. Is there any other social sites that they can find you at or a website?
I'm on Twitter, not that much, but I'm on Twitter, Imani T. Williams, at Imani T. Williams. I also have a website, www.imaniwilliams.com, and I'm also on Facebook. I love Facebook, Imani T. Williams, or you can just search me with my email, which is imaniw@mail.com.
Oh, well, Imani, thank you very much for being on the show. I really, really appreciate you. I enjoyed interviewing you, and I can't wait to do another one with you. It was very much fun.
I know. Thank you so much for taking your time out to interview me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Now, before you go, I do have one question for you.
Yes.
Can I ask you?
What I need to know is...
I don't know if you can ask me that one last question.
I got to ask you the question. Come on. Just one question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, okay. My question to you is, who's the future of late night television?
What do you mean, who? Motown Maurice is.
That's what I'm talking about. Imani, you are the greatest, and I wish you nothing but the best of success in your career. I can't wait to interview you again. Please always keep me posted, all right? Until next time,
take care.
All right, Imani, take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Imani T. Williams. She's got her own app. I'm talking about she's got her own application. Make sure you go to the Android market and check out Imani T. Williams. Get that app and get those exclusive pictures. You won't get there before me. I'm going to promise you that much. Exclusive pictures? You know what this girl look like? She's got the genetics, baby. This is Motown Maurice signing off. Thank you very much for listening to another episode. Check me out tomorrow at the same time, the same place. And always visit my blog, The Quest of a Late Night Talk Show Host, MotownMaurice.com. Until next time, I'm signing out as the quest continues.